Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Truth destroys error. Nothing appears to the physical senses but their own subjective state of thought. The senses join issue with error and pity what has no right either to be pitied or to exist, and what does not exist in science. Destroy the thought of sin, sickness, death, and you destroy their existence." Close quote. In Unity of Good, we read, quote, "Destroy the mental sense of the disease, and the disease itself disappears." Close quote. We often hear the word destroy. This is not a good word, since nothing is ever destroyed. What is apparent as mortal mind being self-destroyed is mind being omnipresent and permanent. It is the pressure of truth that dissipates that which is not, and there appears to be change. Nothing, however, changes. Since animal magnetism is the specific term for all evil, your work is very definite and sure. Animal magnetism is the one and only name for error, no matter what error may be called. Then call disease animal magnetism and handle animal magnetism. It is all right to say handle animal magnetism, but you have to be specific. To handle means to treat, to deal with, to think through with directness, satisfaction, and skill. Let us discuss the positive aspect of animal magnetism, namely, that God is all in all. Here are statements from Science and Health to establish God's allness. The first one is from the fundamental principle of Christian Science, the scientific statement of being. Quote, "All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all." Close quote. Again, the textbook says, quote, "God is everywhere, and nothing apart from him is present or has power." Close quote. Another, quote, "God could never impart an element of evil, and man possesses nothing which he has not derived from God." Close quote. And, quote, "The only logical conclusion is that all is mind and its manifestation, from the rolling of worlds in the most subtle ether to a potato patch." Close quote. These quotations are the gospel, and they establish without a doubt that all is mind, and that everything you behold is the presence of mind or God. There is none else. Just for one moment, consider what a claim is, regardless of appearance. A claim is the specific appearance of God in a negative manner or statement. It is mind interpreted negatively. Now, to handle animal magnetism simply means to realize and admit that divine love is all there is to everything, all there is to animal magnetism. The need is to translate the negative back to the positive, to see that the negative is stating, in reverse, what God is. We know that divine love meets every need. So what animal magnetism seems to be is really divine love misseen. It is mind misstated. Any claim is never a thing, a person, or a condition, but is always animal magnetism. God saw all that he created and called it good. You have to call it good, and when you do, you will have the effect of the one cause. You can never deal with anything as evil because there is no evil in all infinity. Then you handle it as divine love without an element of evil. At that moment, you become conscious of life and intelligence as purely spiritual, neither in nor of matter, neither in nor of error of any sort. Then the body will utter no complaints. Mrs. Eddy expresses this well on page 574 of the textbook. Quote, "The very circumstance which your suffering sense deems wrathful and afflictive, love can make an angel entertained unawares." Close quote. You see, you were unaware that this awful thing was love appearing. The world today is restless. It does not seem to be getting much peace. Why? Because truth is coming to the fore. We see it everywhere. Error is being self-seen, and matter is being translated back into mind, as Mrs. Eddy tells us. We must translate matter back into mind, its original language. Matter is only a misstatement of mind. Malpractice. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Most people condemn evil doing, evil speaking, yet nothing circulates so rapidly. Even gold is less current." Close quote. Two or three people spoke to me this past year about trouble they were having in branch churches because of malpractice. Now, honestly, where was the malpractice? Was it a thing or a circumstance outside of their own creation? Just what were these individuals doing in regard to the malpractice of others? Were they themselves not malpracticing? We have discussed this many times. Could they possibly be conscious of anything outside their own thinking? They could not, since everything comes to them as consciousness. If they think someone else is malpracticing, they are giving him a mind separate from the one mind, and that is an impossibility. When we seem to be conscious of two minds, then we are double-minded. James says, quote, "A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." Close quote. Anyone with a sense of instability could not be happy in church, since church is, quote, "whatever rests upon and proceeds from divine principle." Close quote. Now, golden rule these individuals who live only in your own state of thought. They could not have another mind since there is only one mind. Mrs. Eddy gave us another rule and told us to give our daily attention thereto. She said, quote, "Christian Scientists, be a law to yourselves that mental malpractice cannot harm you, either when asleep or when awake." Close quote. Just be a law. You can be. And it is as simple as that. You believe that malpractice has some deleterious effect, or you would not talk about it as you do. Be a law to yourselves that malpractice cannot harm you. It is your decision. Do not give your consent to such a suggestion as they malpractice. The thinking you entertain is that which defiles you, or that which blesses you. Carry out the command, follow me, the Christ. You are equal to all challenges. Challenges are opportunities, golden opportunities. You are scholars. Study and prove it in your daily living. You are God endowed. Paul said, quote, "Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore love is the fulfilling of the law." Close quote. Just be kind. Live the golden rule. Be fearless.